and welcome to the Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. What's up? What it do? All right, sister. That's that church clap. That's that tambourine clap. You know, you have that tambourine.
Glad to be in the service, ain't you?
Yep.
One more time.
Boy, have you ever seen the sisters in the church try to clap it out, have a clap off?
He didn't have to let me in.
He didn't
have to let me in. That's the Jubilee choir.
You know, they used to sit over there by behind the deacons and the deaconesses in the old churches.
Yes. Whoever had the clap, the stomp, and the tambourine.
You know what I like?
What?
I like when they clap and stomp, but I also like they think they're doing something then, because of course the Jubilee choir is the older people in the church. So when they really think they're doing something, all of them start standing up row by row.
All right now.
Yeah, because then they're waiting for the church to say, all right.
I love it.
They really think they're going to get some singing in.
And don't let them get the stomping and sliding their foot across the floor.
What?
Like, all they got to do is stand up, and then each row starts standing
up. Yeah, what y'all doing, Mr. Jeremiah and Sister Claretta?
But why they do that?
I guess they think they're showing out then.
So that's
all they do. Because, you know, Jubilee Choir, all they're supposed to do is, you know, uplift everyone.
Right, right.
And maybe they'll do a clap or two, but then they just stand up. And everybody be like, yeah!
And look, Mr. Jeremiah swear he 19 years old again. Jeremiah, don't you go up there and let your heart go bad around here trying to show out in front of these people. Don't do it.
Yeah. Show out for Annie's.
Look,
do they still have Jubilee choirs?
Mm-hmm.
They do
in the old school churches, like in the country.
Let me tell y'all, I got so tickled this morning. Y'all know I got a thing for old men. I got so tickled this morning. I'm leaving my house. I see this little old man in his little big body black truck, nice little truck, and he's sitting at ain't got a tooth in his face, tooth, and sitting at the light looking at me, grinning so hard. And done winked his eye at me.
Oh, look at you. You always pull them old ones.
Willie, if you don't care your ass and take your wife on to church and stop flirting, you ain't got a tooth in your mouth, Willie. What you finna do with me?
He left him at home.
That's all right. He left him at home, but he got
him. He got him.
And see, Willie Earl used to pull him.
And don't let him put his teeth in.
And Willie Earl probably still pull him now.
Let me tell you something.
Hmm.
I'm not messing with no man. Now, I love them little old dudes. I love them. I'm a sugar pops. I'm a sugar baby. I'm sorry. If you ain't got nary tooth in your mouth, now, even if you missing teeth, I just got a thing with teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do missing ones. I don't do decayed ones.
Even missing teeth in the back?
No.
Not even missing teeth in the back?
No.
The wisdom teeth, all of that?
Now, you can do wisdom.
I ain't got no wisdom teeth. But now when you start taking molars out and then when you smile, you got that little missing little gate, that fence. I don't like that. No, I think teeth are important.
But I think if they're older, it may be more understandable.
No.
You know, you can understand if they're older, like they're 60s, 70s, and they might be missing the tooth.
My mother is 72
but you
years
can't
old.
Be 20,
my mother
30,
has
40.
All her teeth.
Yeah.
Well,
when I'm 72, I'm going to have all my teeth, or I'm going to put something in place.
But you got to look to see where Willie Earl came from. Because, you know, if he's from a very rural area, country town, you know, they didn't really see doctors and dentists like that.
Right.
Mm-mm. And a lot of times they're scared. Because they've never experienced
it. And that's fine. And what I've learned as a nurse is, you know, dental is important. So when people, in essence, don't take care of their teeth, or just by chance, maybe they did take good care of them, but there's something systemic on the inside that is causing them to fall out, that lets me know that is not an entity that I want within me, because something's not healthy there.
He probably had some bad water growing up, you know, back in the day.
Let me tell you, the water.
He didn't have fluoride in the water.
And he had to get them pulled.
That's fine.
He wanted to take care of his health. He'd rather have no teeth than bad teeth.
And Willie Earl probably got a terrible ass diet, eating neck bones and all kind of old bad shit. He ain't got
no
business.
That's why he winked at you, because he needed help.
Yeah, because he felt the health care spirit in him.
I didn't feel it back.
Well, he felt it in you.
Do you hear me?
He wanted to wink
like I have a
pretty girl.
Right. I have a problem even with, you know, if I'm dating someone and he eats something that I find repulsive, you can't put your mouth on me, sir.
No, she not stop.
You can't.
Well,
you
that's, can't eat that's their food that they want that to
is,
eat.
That is me. Right. Yeah, but that, right. What? That's but that's me. No. But that is me. And I'm me. And we're going to talk about this later on. Like, what's for you is for you. Right. You're not going to sit here and eat no goddamn plate of chitlins and think you about to kiss on me.
Give me some sugar.
Mm-mm. You can't spend the night because then you're going to blow up my fucking bathroom with your chitlin turds.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no.
Well, I don't eat chitlins,
well,
but
get
no.
the potpourri.
The chitlins, the oysters, like gizzards, like all that repulsive shit. You cannot eat that and then think
that's repulsive.
I do.
You think it's repulsive.
I do.
Repulsive.
And I want everybody to eat what they want to eat. Do that. But just
okay,
but
let
just,
him eat right, and let him brush his teeth like he's supposed to Mm-mm. after the meal and go on about his business.
And he got to go home because he ain't put none of them little repulsive turds in my toilet.
Now, how you know? Maybe he had some earlier before he came to your house.
There you go. You don't know.
If you need the boo-boo, you need to go home.
Well, we don't know.
He came boo-boo.
It might not make him boo-boo.
Wait a minute. He came boo-boo?
No.
Listen, you gotta
If you do not pay bills at my house,
you can't boo-boo.
Okay,
you
so
cannot
what,
boo-boo.
Okay, so and if he pays a bill or three?
He can go to the guest bathroom and boo-boo in there. He cannot boo-boo in my toilet.
But if the man got to go, you're going to make
life.
Him hold it.
That is a part of life. That is everyday
that
living.
That man going to get
hopefully
sick holding his boo-boo
for
in.
Everyone.
I don't want nobody boo-boo in my toilet.
No, ma'am. That's not going to work.
You're down with fucking trying to tell me what to do.
No.
You do what you want to do at your house.
Nobody's
they got boo-boo in
you.
My fucking house.
Nobody's
let
trying to tell you
boo-boo.
What to do.
But you don't want to be sick.
I'ma just tell a lot of you men that when you go and you boo-boo at
just
your...
Just
have some wet wipes.
No.
Yeah, get them some wipes.
Yep,
wipes.
No. I still got to smell them.
That's what the poopery is
for.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell me what to do. I want you men to understand that when you go over there and you drop them big loads in people's houses, because me and boo-boo is, it's like like horse boo-boo or something. Like, have y'all smelled yourself? I need y'all, if you're going to get sick on the stomach or, you know, you pretty regular, I need you to have a whole little man boo-boo kit with you.
Right.
You need that good spray. I'm not talking about no 99-cent Glade spray. You got to get the good shit from Bath and Body Works.
You have to get poopery or something like that.
You
got
to get the good hard stuff. And you need to have you some man wipes because the tissue ain't doing nothing but smearing stuff. And you need to drop and flush.
Drop and flush.
Yeah. Even if you need to light up a little incense or a candle in that motherfucker, because I do not need you to come boo-boo and you're going to go in my guest bathroom because you're not coming back to my room. If you have to do that and I have to smell your whole intestines for the next hour, even with the fan on, I ain't in the mood no more. You cannot. No.
I mean, I kind of understand that part.
It done threw me off. That happens.
So what if you got the boo-boo and you at his house?
I'm leaving.
What you said? I got to go.
I'm leaving or I'm going to go in a whole nother area of the house. And I'm very.
But I get that too, though.
Yeah, because I don't want you to smell me. I don't want to smell me. So I'm very cautious about, like, it's a ritual for me when I go in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I light stuff. I put the fan on. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a whole, because I don't want to smell me.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I get it.
Even though I smell like juices and berries.
Girl, oh,
I'm
okay.
But no, I eat, you know, the type of foods that, I kind of observed this, you know, this is my little quirky nursing thing. But I've kind of picked out the foods in my diet that make me smell the worst. I don't eat that shit no more.
you really right. do have
you
to.
You have to
be mindful of mm-hmm. what you're putting in your body.
Right. Absolutely.
You really do.
That's what I'm saying. So I customize my diet
right.
according to my lifestyle and according to, yeah, this is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I look like this is what you need to observe, especially these times in our lives where colon cancer can just like strike us. Mm-hmm. Like you supposed to be looking at this stool.
Right. You do.
This is not normal.
Right.
I've had so many days of runnies. Whatever, I've had so many days of nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be looking at this because this is going to be your, if it's blood in it, this is mm-hmm. going to be yeah. how you definitively go to your doctor and say, hey, something is wrong.
Because you're supposed to, like, go daily.
But if you just eat
a couple of times
yeah,
a day.
If you just eat no wild ass possum and just eat neck bones from the Bucky's Rib Shack. And,
why you
and
gotta put Bucky's in
I'm
it?
Just saying.
She said Bucky's Rib.
Okay, Bobby's Rib Shack.
Bucky's Rib.
What's the little place on Hard Scrabble? The what I say I ain't never gonna eat
please
at.
Please don't. Lord have mercy. I know what you're talking about.
Pound Town Ribs. I don't know what the hell.
I know what she's talking about.
Big Lord. Bulls Banging.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, if you wanna eat fucking gizzles and neck bones from Big Bulls Banging. How you gonna decide what this supposed to smell like when you smell like the whole cow?
Yeah, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Smelling like a wild boar.
If you're it's either spoiled or something. Something wrong.
Yeah, he's spoiled.
Who's spoiled?
The man that had the boo-boo.
Because I can't remember what documentary I watched. And they were talking about how if all these people have cancer, do you think animals don't have cancer? They do.
Yeah, they
have. And if you ingest a cancerous animal.
And don't know it.
Right. Right. What are you doing?
Right. What the hell
do you think? It probably is.
I think that was what it was.
Yeah.
But animals have so many like undiagnosed diseases, and then we're eating this. That's why I'm not gonna say I'm totally pescatarian,
mm-hmm.
but pretty much everything I eat is out of the water. I might throw a little piece of chicken here or there. Once a year I might have a steak. Every once in a while, I might be like, let me get a piece of that real beef and taste it. But just to sit there and be like, I'm going to eat all this.
I mean, you're kind of right about that.
Crazy,
because we
wild
don't know
ass
where
meat.
These animals well, are coming
yeah.
from.
And that's why a lot of people are vegan now.
Vegan and what? A lot of people are sicker now.
Yeah.
You know, the health.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we got into planting our gardens. Why do you think I don't eat eggs? I don't eat eggs, everyone. Eggs are the ovum of a chicken.
Well you know, this doctor said you are supposed to eat eggs.
Okay, well, he can say it all the fuck he wants.
He said you're supposed to eat
eggs. What about egg whites? You don't even do the egg whites?
Egg whites, yeah.
No?
Doctor said you're supposed to eat eggs. He said everything that people are telling you not to do, he said really you're supposed to eat it.
Yeah, I'm not big on... my taste has changed a lot.
Yes.
But I used to love eggs, but I don't eat them as much. I can't digest it as much as I used to.
You're really not supposed to eat any dairy products, honestly.
That's true.
That is true.
Nothing.
Yep.
So that goes for milk, eggs, cheese,
butter,
everything under
because
the sun.
They say all of that brings
it
the
creates
yeast
mucus.
In your body. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. and yeast in your
yeast
body.
And mucus.
Yep, that's what they say.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, really, the only safest thing to drink is water, and we don't
sometimes
even know how safe that is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just want to be choosy about what I put. My body is a temple. I think I explained that to y'all on another show. Like, we so picky about what we eat. What was the post said? Y'all picky about who made the potato salad, but a little dirty boy just get all off up in you.
I agree with you. I'm going to still let the man boo-boo if he got the boo-boo. However, I don't think
eating
I could date a person that has really bad eating habits.
Eating habits, yeah.
I couldn't. I really couldn't. Especially if they look at me and the way I eat as, oh, you just trying to be different. This is what people ate
years and years ago, and our grandparents and parents ate just like this, so I'm going to eat like this. And it was like, once you know better, you do better.
Do better, absolutely.
Yeah. But see, that eating came from slavery. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to eat the hog mogs because they ate the better part of the pig, the master and his wife, and they gave y'all the scraplings. So that's where y'all learn how to eat hog mogs. That's where y'all learn
oxtails.
Y'all learn how to eat chitlins, all of that, because of that's what you were reduced to eating at that point in time. Now,
pig feet.
Right. You know? So if you still, you know, you can eat whatever you want and this is what you like, more power to you. Everything ain't for everybody. And it damn sure ain't for me. Hell, y'all love watermelon. I don't eat watermelon.
I love some watermelon too.
Yeah, but it's certain people who don't eat watermelon. Yeah,
and cantaloupe.
You know? Right. I don't care for cantaloupe.
Right. Melon. Now, I actually like cantaloupe.
I like honeydew melon, but I don't like cantaloupe.
Yeah, no.
I like I like the watermelon and the melon.
So it just all goes back to, I really pay attention to how a man eats, how a man grooms himself, and how he takes care of his family. And how considerate he is of me when he's taking care of me. And a part of taking care of me is not busting off your logs in my personal toilet. That's my sanctuary. And that's all I'm going to fucking say about it.
Oh, Lord.
Now, there you go.
There we go.
Which leads us into...
I don't know.
What's up?
I don't care. I don't care.
Where it leads us.
It leads us in today's topic. So me and friend were talking about, we have a friend who's going to have a function, right? And so I said, well, I'm going to beta test this topic online. So I just put it on my Facebook page. And I was just like, hey, so you guys tell me your thoughts. If you were having a event, a wedding, a retirement party, et cetera, et cetera, everybody was kind of targeting it towards a wedding, but I mean, I was just throwing it out there, like a whole event. You're just having a celebration. And if you think about it, you got to get people to, you send out the invite, you get people to confirm to kind of know how many people you're going to have, and then you kind of expect for them to show up and be there, you know, and enjoy the event with you. What would be the issue if you ask people, hey, when you RSVP, this is going to be the menu, and this is how much the plate costs will be? How is that, you know, is that tacky? Or is that just a new unconventional way to have a celebration, right? I saw absolutely nothing wrong with if someone wanted to have an event and ask for, you know, the money for the food that this person was going to consume, what would be, I had no problem with it. I want to be there for my friend, my coworker, my this, my that, whatever they are to me. Or I'm just going to say, no, I'd just rather not go. And not go.
Okay, so I have two scenarios. You have a person that has a benefit dinner, right? And most benefit dinners or gatherings, there's a price, right? There's no different from that benefit dinner and say, hey, I'm having a birthday get together. And this is the restaurant, and this is the menu, and this is how much everything is. What's the difference? I don't see no difference.
Right.
So what's different at the restaurant is, so it's eight people. And you know, once we get to a certain amount of people, they're going to just put everything together. So they're going to include the total and the gratuity, and then you got your, you know. So I think people want to ration out, well, this is what I bought and this all I'm paying for. But you didn't include your eighth of the gratuity in the tax. So now who does that fall on? Because we talked about this in the car. if we had a birthday dinner and it's eight of us, number one, the birthday person should not have to pay for their dinner.
Right.
And then it shouldn't be this, well, I'm not paying for this. I didn't have that. Granted, no, you shouldn't pay for anything you didn't have. But now the birthday person needs to be split eight ways, or, you know, one person can decide to take that person on, and they can decide if you want to pay for the dinner and give a gift or not. It's however.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's no stipulations on what you want to do for this person. But what did the girl say? It's not proper etiquette
to ask people
to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to my birthday dinner. My birthday. It's my motherfucking birthday.
But I think
I'm expected
right
to have to. Y'all there to celebrate me. You pay for your food. But I'm supposed to pay for my food, the gratuity, and the tax that y'all decided y'all not supposed to pay for? Because mm-hmm. I invited you? I don't understand that.
But I think when you put it on the post, most people was thinking of a wedding.
Right.
And so in the past couple of weeks, it's been a couple that was on social media. They had their wedding,
mm-hmm.
and they asked the guests ahead of time to pay $40 per plate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been, you know, the question is, was that proper wedding etiquette to do this? Or, you know, did you just think it was just downright tacky? And so it was like a 50-50. And what happened was, when they got to the reception, only 12 people was there. And some of the wedding party didn't show. So, yes.
Now that's fucked up.
Wow.
Even some of the wedding party didn't show because in etiquette, because they felt like you're asking me to be a part of your day and you didn't even pay for us to eat. It's not like they already paid for their gowns, in which I'm thinking they already paid for their gowns or their tuxedo rental, or even possibly purchased a tuxedo, and y'all can't even pay for us to eat. So
now I might have paid for the food for the wedding party.
Right. They said the groom, of course, the groom's mother and the bride's mother, of course, they were just, you know, embarrassed about everything. And of course, they did not get or receive, you know, a lot of gifts. And so I think that's what was on everybody's mind, i.e. a wedding. Birthday parties, I see it differently. I mean, I don't have a problem with even splitting up the bill.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. I think if you ask, like the couple said, if you ask prior to, you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. So you already know if you RSVP, mm-hmm. it's $40 per plate. And it's the decision if we want to come or not. It will be back on us.
But don't you realize that, haven't you seen that if you're going to throw a party, and there's no, let's say, commitment to come to this party. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just want you to come out, have a good time. More people are going to show up off the strength of, they're going to come, they're going to eat, they're going to drink, they're going to celebrate, and then they're going to go home.
Right.
Like, but why is it so much of a hesitation when I say, hey, come to my party? It's at this club. We're going to eat, drink, celebrate. Same thing we were going to do, but the club is charging
$50, $60.
I wouldn't even say $50, $60. Say it's my party. I'm having it at the club, but the club wants you to pay $15 admission.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be way less people come just because they figure they got to pay this $15 versus I can just walk in.
Right.
Why is that, though?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't see anything wrong with it. If I already know beforehand, it's not like when I get there and then it's like, oh, and by the way, you need to pay $40. That's different.
Well, I don't think anybody, well, I can't say that, but I'm just saying.
Some people do it.
I would feel like me giving the, you know, pretense of everything mm-hmm. in the beginning, that then alerts you. Okay, it's not going to be free, but it also sends the message to other people that, oh, well, if they charging, I'm not going.
And some people think that way.
But why?
I mean, I don't know. You have to pay for everything.
So here's the scenario. I'm already paying for the venue. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for the DJ. I'm paying for the photographer there. Mm-hmm. Let's say y'all want to set up a little booth in the back and take, you know, pictures. I'm paying for the 360. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for the decorations. I'm paying for all of this. Let's say that brings me up to a $5,000 total. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's on me. That's for me to have a nice event. Yes, my event. I want to make it nice. I want to give you options of things to do in there, whatever. Maybe we'll have games. I don't know. Just depends on what kind of event it is. So you mean to tell me out of the $5,000 that I paid, it's asking too much to ask you to pay $25 for your plate? Because let's put it here, like I explained in the post. So if I invite 200 people, mm-hmm. 100 confirm, mm-hmm. it's $25 a plate. And 50 people show up, mm-hmm. I'm ass out of $1,250. How is that fair to me?
Right.
At least if you pay for your plate, I see your commitment to coming.
Right. I mean, Yoshi, I think everybody typically sided. It's just some people, I mean, it's just proper etiquette to say, but I think it's proper etiquette to already tell somebody what your expectations are
up front.
So yeah. up front, like the wedding, like the couple that had their wedding, they told them, mm-hmm. you know, if you come RSVP, but please, it's $40 per plate. If you already tell the expectations, now we can say, you know, yeah. Somebody can say it's just not proper etiquette. Okay, I'll give you an example. When Star Jones got married, remember when Star Jones married Al Reynolds? Mm-hmm. Reynolds? Well,
oh, nobody, yeah, because she charged.
Wait a minute. She had everybody, she asked all her business friends to contribute, like all her dresses. I think Alfred Angelo did her dresses. I think Russell Simmons and all them contributed something. Everybody that was on there, no, she didn't really have to pay for anything. She did all that to help them and their brand and their company for more money. She said, if you do this, we will say bridal dress, Alfred Angelo, mm-hmm. Bridal's flowers from such and such and such and such. She didn't have to pay anything. Everybody thought that was the tackiest thing ever. But then somebody said, no, that's actually genius. Smart. That was genius move. So guess what everybody started doing the next few years?
Same thing.
Same thing. Because they're getting free publicity.
It's free advertising.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't see any difference from someone saying, hey, I'm doing a benefit, whatever, whatever. This is the play. You know, this is the dollar amount from, like, what? I don't see any difference. That's what
and
I was saying
some
earlier.
Some people consider it tacky when
I don't
now,
think it's tacky.
Now brides and grooms, they don't ask for gifts. They, in lieu of gifts, please donate to our honeymoon fund or
right,
our house
right,
fund.
Right.
Or, okay, after
especially
the wedding is
if it's
over
their second
fund.
Marriage. They don't need half the stuff.
They don't need a toaster.
Right.
They don't need a blender.
Because right. what I told y'all, I'm not even we gonna wear the matching shirt, some
go.
Black, I'm gonna have on black biker shorts, he gonna have on black basketball shorts, we going right down there to the courthouse, and then we'll have a cookout. That's it.
You know what, I saw a post, this was a few years ago, a husband invited it was a surprise party for his wife, and he invited all of her friends to the dinner. When the bill came, he only paid for his wife's dinner. And all her girlfriends were hot, upset, mad. Mm-hmm. And they were blaming him, like, because it was tacky.
They felt like he...
They felt like... I think two of the girls got up and walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Got up and walked away from the table because they were... At first, they were shocked, like, yeah, right. You're not... You invited us to this nice, fancy restaurant. You're not going to let your husband pay for our food?
I think that's tacky. And, I think that's tacky.
And he paid only for his wife. And he was like, nah, I'm not paying for you.
So maybe, but why did he have to tell them, hey, if you come, I'm not paying for your food? I think it should have been an understanding. You're coming to celebrate my wife.
Now it seemed like you got to be very specific
yeah.
now with people because you just got to lay down everything.
It was a big uproar.
I hate that it has come to that, but you just really have to be very specific and say A, B, C, D, because everybody was.
So was he wrong
like
for just paying
raised.
For his wife?
No.
And her girlfriends were getting mad at him and telling her, you're not going to check him?
No.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did.
And that's not proper etiquette for you to say to me that I need to check my husband on some shit.
Boundaries. How are you going to invite me to a dinner and not pay for it?
But
I mean,
now,
they were ordering some stuff.
And that kind of goes back to what we talked about on the way here, too. You know, we all agree, like, if I ask somebody out to eat, then, okay, I will pay. If I ask somebody out to eat, I don't, you know, sometimes it is a couple of more people and maybe I'll pay. But if, and then what if the people give the tip? Something mm-hmm. like that. Just, it's either or. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know.
When you start pinching pennies and trying to get everything precise down to the dollar point, yeah, you probably shouldn't have came.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't have come.
Mm-hmm. But I just always have the expectation. I always have the money on me to just in case, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right. I mean, I just think it should be, it's a blessing that somebody mm-hmm. decided. I mean, because you could be at the restaurant and it could be a couple over in the corner and say, I'm going to foot the bill for the whole table.
Yep. And that has happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you just kind of never know, but always lead with, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
However, I'm going to have enough money to cover me.
Right.
And my expense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just and my portion of the gratuity and the tax and whatever. Just mm-hmm. have that expectation.
Right.
So it can't be said she didn't do her part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was explaining to Sue and Vaughn that when I was younger and my grandmother would round us up and say, all right, well, we're going to Miss Edith's house or we're going to Miss whoever's house. My grandma would bake them a cake, a pie, or something. You never went to your friend's house empty-handed.
Right.
You just didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
Like, even when it was some mornings when my grandmother would make breakfast and my cousins who would walk my uncle to the bus stop, my grandmother used to make breakfast sandwiches for everybody. Scramble up eggs, bacon, sausage, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they were walking him to the bus stop, she always had a breakfast sandwich for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was just raised different, but you don't just, even when, let's say my daughter used to play soccer and they kind of started implementing this, you know, after soccer, you know, kids, they need water, they need fruit, they need this, that, and the other. Every time we went to a soccer game, I took something for all the children, not just mine. It's 9 girls on the damn team.
But, I mean, aren't you supposed to do that?
Well, they recently, because everybody was kind of like give or take here or there. But I always had something. So this one's mother would have them this. Like, she'd buy her Gatorade and fruit and whatnot. And then she'd, you know, it was just mandatory that, you know, you made sure you had your kids whatever supply, whatever they needed. But I want it to be fair across the board.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if I took something from my daughter, I made 9 bags.
Mm-hmm.
I had 9 waters.
Mm-hmm.
I had 9 Gatorades. It's certain things that I'm not going to do. And I consider it, and nobody's making me do it. This is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't know. I just don't walk into anyone's event, you know, empty-handed. Feeling like even if I have to pay for a ticket, a seat, or whatever, I'm still going to bring something, just depending on what type of event I'm going to, because you thought enough of me to invite me.
Right.
Right.
And this is my thanks to you for thinking of me to invite me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess people just feel entitled. I think people may feel like You wanted me.
Right.
I didn't ask to come. You know, or
that's like a child. That's like a child
it's
telling
a lot
you.
Of grown children.
I didn't ask to come here. You had me. So you're supposed to take care of me and do this for me and do that for me. Like, I didn't have to almost karate chop Maddie in her face a couple times
for saying some fool like that. Like, hold up. I'm supposed to give you the basics. I'm supposed to give you love, shelter, food, like the basics. Mm-hmm. So anything extra outside of that is a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
But you're right, Vaughn. Like I always say, the audacity of entitlement.
And it's not just women, it's men as well. Oh, yeah,
of course.
Like men have gotten, as the word, sassy, zesty, whatever you want to call it.
That's why they want people to go half with them on shit and tell them what you bringing to the table. You see that? So you can ask me what I'm bringing to the table to deal with you. But then it's a problem when I say, I'm having an event. The plates are $20. Are you going to pay?
Mm-hmm. No, like my homeboy said, somebody asked, well, what you bringing to the table? Shit, the table empty. I'm bringing the refrigerator so we can eat. Like,
right.
Stop asking what you bringing to the table. Bring substance.
I just feel like if everyone would do their part, we could have a good time. Ain't nobody feeling no kind of way. Because I know it done been plenty of events I had. I was like, I ain't having shit no more. Because why am I around here? Let me tell you something. My good girlfriend got married New Year's. And, you know, she's having a ball. It's her reception. It's time to go. I start cleaning up the tables. And I'm cleaning. And I know these other motherfuckers see me cleaning up. And they just acting like they having, you know.
Well, you know why.
Finishing up their conversations why, right? And whatever. Mm-hmm. And so one of the guests decides she going to come over and help me clean up. I said, ma'am, you don't have to help me clean up. She said, yeah, because ain't nobody else got sense enough to come over here and help you. I said, at my wedding, there was probably 3 or 4 people that helped me clean up my wedding reception. Helped me clean up. Even the hostesses were acting entitled. Like, now, mind you, the hostesses should have stayed and helped clean up. Them hoes were so mad that they wasn't in the wedding or that they didn't have a bigger role. They was the first ones to walk out. So you just here to show people to their table? No, I got hostesses for this specific reason. Well, they left. And I had to clean up my reception with the exception of, you know, 3 or 4 of my girlfriends. And I told that lady that day when my friend got married, I said, I will not allow my friend, my sister, to, in her beautiful dress, clean up anything in here. Because I remember how that shit felt.
They just didn't feel like they were responsible for doing that. That's why they didn't do it. That's why. They didn't feel like they were responsible or they were.
I don't necessarily feel like I'm responsible for a lot of things.
Right.
It's just the point of sometime you have to pitch in. So what we say is proper etiquette versus what's morally correct.
Mm-hmm.
You see something that need to be done, you fucking do it.
Right.
So I'll take morally.
Especially if you know there's not a cleanup committee or,
right,
you know, someone that's coming in to do the cleanup afterwards.
Right. Mm-hmm. I saw no one trying to clean up anything. So I took the initiative to do that for my friend.
Well, maybe. I'm playing devil's advocate. Do you think they knew there weren't any cleanup committee or someone to come in afterwards to do the cleanup? They just probably assumed.
Well, here's the thing. I asked the questions. You saw me. So why didn't it dawn on you to say, hey, she over there cleaning up. Let me see if I need to help. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just certain things that you see that need to be done or you see somebody else doing. So you say, hey, let me pitch in and do my part.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take a rocket scientist. To figure that out. Like, I don't like when people jump in the car and we going and you ain't got nothing on the gas. Like, me and my friends, we commute an hour to come and podcast for you people. Send us a gas card. No, I'm just joking. but we decide amongst ourselves that we're going to share the load of driving. You drive 1 week, I drive 1 week, you drive, you know? Mm-hmm. But if we were always driving one person's car, I'm going to give her gas.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Because that's not sharing the expense. That's right. not sharing the mileage. That's not sharing, you know. It's just some things that should not have to be said in this world.
Which I agree with you, but Yoshi, nowadays, you just have to be specific. Sometimes you have to be specific, put it in writing, mm-hmm. say it a couple of times.
And that's why I don't want
the expectations.
Right. And I don't have expectations of anyone anymore because I know people going to be in their own head about whatever. And I'm not trying to figure out what's in nobody goddamn head because I can't even sometimes keep up with the shit in mine.
Right.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to alleviate all that frustration and I'm not going to have shit. You ain't got to come because I'm not having nothing. You ain't got to celebrate me because I could celebrate me all by myself. I told my daughter when she was 10 years old, I had her birthday party at Frankie's. I said, I spent $400 in fucking Frankie's for these niggas to come to your party, have a good time. I done gave them Frankie's tokens. They done ate pizza and soda and shit. And you ain't get but 3 goddamn presents. So next year, what we gonna do is...
That's the parents.
Next year, I don't give a damn.
I'm saying that's the parents.
Next year, I'm gonna take the same $400 and we ain't
just
having no...
Blow it on
and
you.
I ain't having no damn party. It's gonna be all on you, kid. What you say about that? My daughter said,
okay.
Mom, I ain't never having no party no more.
Yeah, because that's disappointing.
We just gonna ball out on me from now on.
She has these 10 guests
so
that she's expecting.
And only three?
Three presents.
Oh, and in her mind as a kid, it's like, oh, I got my friends or whoever coming.
And one of the little people, two of the little people at her party was her cousins.
Yes.
So y'all motherfuckers came in here empty handed.
I'll be, yeah,
and
I'm
stupid
with
ass parents.
I don't
let
want a
you.
Party.
Wow.
Like, so.
And
every,
I ain't gonna talk to
every
you.
Every time you set yourself
I'm
up,
talk to
I just, I feel like there are situations and scenarios that it shouldn't even be said. If somebody came to your house, this your man now, this your man. Maybe y'all ain't living together, but this your man. He come over there, he dropped the turds off. Like we were talking about early on in the show. He mm-hmm. comes over there, eat up your food. You know, you cook. You don't cook for you. So you cooking for him too. No harm, no foul. He come over there, lay all up in your bed, watch your Netflix, all of this. And then you like, hey, so my water bill is due. It's $75. You done bathed your ass over there. Can you help me pay my water bill at least? You over here for nights out the week. Now he looking at you strange.
He what? Said you was going to use the water anyway.
Goddamn. Now you done came at 8. Your big back ass done came at 8. Blew up my bathroom. Mm. Laid around in my bed. Watched my Netflix.
Said,
used my toilet paper, my soap.
He said you was going to use the water anyway.
Damn it. I can't get $75. And got you some cut.
He said,
and got you some cut.
He said you was going to use
I ain't worth 75 at that point.
That's what he said.
Don't bring your big, hairy, big back ass over to my house again. Drop them loads over there. Get somebody else to do
it's
it.
It's all about being considerate.
I think that's it.
It's about being considerate.
And respect.
And that's why I said.
I shouldn't have to ask.
Exactly. He should be like, what bills are due?
Right.
I know I've been over here 4 days out of the month. Here's something towards that.
Right.
Because that's just what I want to do for you.
And like we said, but you always got to think, everybody's not going to think like you think.
And that's why I don't fuck with nobody. Because
everybody's not going to think like
yeah,
you think.
That's why I don't fuck with nobody. And I'm fine.
So, and then your expectations aren't, you know.
And we can't be having expectations on nobody.
No, mm-hmm. We can't.
We can't.
Because we can't once I see something for what it is, that mm-hmm. just lets me know. I had to have one wedding for me to see how niggas operate. And I told my husband at the time, I said, we'll not have any more functions at our house, in event space, or anywhere, because them big wide niggas came and ate and drank up all the liquor, ain't bring a gift, ain't help clean up, ain't did a nothing.
And you know what else I cannot stand?
What?
If I was invited, or when I am invited, let's say I bring a bottle of wine. Let's just say the wine never gets open. I'm not taking it back home with me. I'm leaving it.
Right.
I'm not going to bring
unless
it back.
Unless the host say, well, no, man, y'all take some.
Yeah. You know, you can mm-hmm. take your stuff back, whatever. But I'm like, yeah. I would insist on keeping it there mm-hmm. because
it was a gift to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. I do not like people who get and their things back and bring it, take it back with them. That irks me.
I have never seen that.
I have.
Yeah, I've seen it a time. Oh my God.
If it's not open, if it's not used,
what?
Yeah,
they'll take it back. Well, I'll just take this back.
Yeah. Because it wasn't used.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that several times.
Now you talking mm-hmm. about tacky.
That's tacky.
Yeah.
Wow. That's being an Indian giver.
Yep. Definitely.
How you going?
Yeah.
So
I don't care if it was bringing some chips, some snacks, if we about to have a little whatever, I'm leaving it there because you took your time out to host and, you know, prepare your house for us. And at least I can do is let you keep the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. I've never been a stingy person. Never. I give anybody. You know, I ain't gonna say the shirt off my back because I'd be damned if I'm gonna be somewhere cold and I didn't warm your ass up. But I've always had an abundance, even when I had nothing. I'm gonna let y'all sit on that shit. I've always had an abundance, even when I had nothing. And it's nothing that I won't do to give and to make somebody else feel good and at home and have a good time in my space. But what I am not going to do anymore in this life is inconvenience myself for not nary. N-A-R-Y.
Like show up to somebody wedding or birthday or whatever without a gift. How? Even when someone passes away, I still send something.
Right.
I do. Mm-hmm. I still send something. I will still send something. Even if I cannot be there physically, I will still send something.
A card with some money in it.
Yeah.
Something.
I remember one time one of our good friends' parent had passed away. And it was like every day I came over, I was bringing something new. Because I knew, you know, when it happens, everybody is over there. So maybe it was one day, bring some pizzas and maybe the kids could eat that or some subs. I remember the mama saying, Sue, I'm bringing that now. Because it's a whole bunch of other people can be bringing this stuff. But like I said, I think it's just all in how you was raised or what you have experienced through life that makes you
Who
be considerate.
Raised these animals? They're just...
Of others.
I call them animals. Yeah, I know. Who raised these people?
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously. Like, who? I'm sure.
But these are the people
they
who call
were not
us
raised.
Tacky.
I am so sure they weren't raised like that. I think somewhere down the rabbit
right,
hole, they
that
changed.
Could be. That's why I said environment, too, because sometimes your parents can instill all that stuff in you, and you still so daggone selfish, like, hey, I'm not doing that.
But people's parents make them entitled.
No, sometimes being in an environment make you entitled as well, because sometimes I've seen people, and I know some people's parents, and I know they didn't raise them like that. And they still turned out to be assholes.
Yeah.
So, you know,
But when I was saying, you know, the family, I said, I think there's been some people who, they come from good stock.
Right.
But the parents have given them so much.
Right.
They think that they're supposed, the universe is supposed to constantly give.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're not supposed to do anything but exist.
Yeah. Mm. And everything's supposed
to be given
to
I don't feel like
them.
I should have to do anything if I'm invited somewhere or... I know people who on a job don't think they supposed to go to that motherfucking work. You hired me
to be present.
You got people on a job that feel like
I did the bare minimum today, and that's that.
Yep,
that's all y'all gonna get out of me. I showed up
and expect a raise or expect a promotion,
right?
Or expect you know
get
some
kind
kudos,
of
accolade, or something.
Yeah.
Well, I did this today. You did your job. Okay.
And then get mad if you put an M on for Mets on the evaluation.
Right.
You don't do anything above and beyond.
Yeah.
For this organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For yourself. Not even for the organizations, for yourself.
Right.
If you cannot even give yourself knowledge, if you can't develop yourself.
Right.
Self-development. Mm-hmm.
But that explains why. You remember I told you, I'm an abundant person. I'm mm-hmm. always giving. I'm always doing. Mm-hmm. I believe in whatever workplace I'm in, I do go above and beyond. I know what the tasks of me are required, but I do way more. It's my goal to outshine every motherfucker there. Because mm-hmm. I need y'all to know why y'all chose me. You know why you chose me? Because I'm super nurse. And I ain't trying to, you know, outshine anybody to dim their light. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to shine and show up so y'all know who the MVP, who the motherfucking superstar of this bitch is. Mm-hmm. It's me. It's me. Because when I leave, you gonna feel it. Mm-hmm. That's how I show up in my relationships. That's how I show up in my friendships. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that I'm trying to make anybody else look bad or dim their light. Like I said, it's to show you, you ain't gonna never have nobody love you like me. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna never have nobody work this shit like me. You ain't gonna never have nobody go above and beyond like I go above mm-hmm. and beyond because I do this. Mm-hmm. That's taking pride in your motherfucking self. That ain't got nothing to do with tacky. That's knowing your worth, knowing what you bring, and doing the damn thing. And I ain't gonna never feel bad about that shit.
No, and mm-mm. not only that, you can back it up with, you got proof. It's not that you're saying these things because you just feel in your head that you are worth all X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You can back it up by having, you have the examples laid out. You have the proof. You have it all to show. And a lot of people say, oh, I do X, Y, and Z. Well, okay, show me, like, what you did.
Yeah.
And they can't even provide one example of it.
No. Nope. Mm-hmm. I didn't come here to exist. I came here to fucking shine. Mm-hmm. I came here because I'm a purpose on purpose. Mm-hmm. Period. Ain't another motherfucker like me. Ain't no motherfucker can do what Yolanda can do.
I wonder, people that do show up with nothing, right? You just show up. Mm-hmm. To the other person that invited that person and then it showed, like, what that friendship is like or what that relationship is like. Like, do you question it? Do you say something? Do you just let it pass? You know, just okay.
I think at first people let
is it a shock?
Pass.
It's like, oh, okay.
And then I think after
it's
a while,
build up. It's a build
building up.
Up.
And then that's when you
I see how you value me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that's when you make the decision.
You never bring anything.
Part ways with them, or you already know what's expected of them, and you don't let it bother you. You keep going.
You know, because when the tables turn and that person invites you and you start declining, they're going to feel some kind of way. Right? But you don't never show up. You don't never come to my stuff. You don't never do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't get to that point.
But the minute, but hold that's on, what hold happens. Hold on, hold on. But you could do all the inviting. All the inviting. The one time you don't invite that motherfucker, they'll throw that shit in your face.
That'll happen.
They won't never come. Never. But the one time you don't, that's when it's going to get thrown in your face.
Right.
One thing I love about these two young ladies that I sit next to on my podcast is they have the same heart I have. We all go on our individual vacations or together. But when we go individually, we always bring something back to each other. We could be in a store.
Now, this last time, I ain't bringing up back. I forgot.
That's all right. We forgive you. You've done so much.
I forgot this last time.
If my best friend in a store and she see a dress she know I want, she don't get it from me. If I done bought something or I'm in a store and I see something she want, I see something that look good on her, I buy it and I give it to her. Like, it doesn't have to be. Well, if you in there and you knew it was something I like, why you didn't get it? Those conversations never happen because I just get unexpected surprises from them all the time. and in return they get those from me.
But
because we just consider
good,
and think about, yeah, somebody was thinking about
me.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes when I see things, I laugh my behind off. People probably think I'm crazy in the store. And I laugh. I said, oh, I can't wait to give this to them. Because I like mm-hmm. to see, I want to see, my reaction to it is already hysterical, funny, or whatever the situation is.
Right.
I can't wait to see your responses or reactions mm-hmm. to it.
Right.
Why I'm about to tear up?
I see you. That's why I'm looking like.
Because I have so much love for
y'all.
Because
it's a good feeling.
Like, I have. And I don't understand people who mm-hmm. don't want to give. I don't understand people who don't have these relationships or have the relationships and don't value
and don't value
the relationships, because as we get older in life, we lose a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And I can't afford to lose people that are good to me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when everyone is falling by the wayside and it's just you by yourself, mm-hmm. who wants to be alone? Who wants to be,
right.
you know, well, I'm just tearing
it's
up.
Okay.
Who wants to be, not to have...
Time.
These good, good girlfriends right. that not yes women or yes men. And,
right.
And that's going to give you the raw truth and mm-hmm. Help you out, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally. And it's so important to build those relationships. It's so important to give back to people. It's so important to honor people. It's mm-hmm. so important, especially if you call them your friend. Mm-hmm. I invite you somewhere and you show up empty handed. I'm going to look because you know me as a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you know me as a person and you are my friend, mm-hmm. why are you doing this to me?
Mm-hmm.
Like that to me is selfish, self-centered. You don't have like, it's terrible. And you're raising children. You're raising kids. And right. you're teaching your children it's okay to mm-hmm. show up and take advantage of people.
Right.
Pretty much is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That's what you're showing. And as you get older, people are going to remember those. People grow up at some point in time in life.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to say, I ain't got time for this no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? You, as they say, foot dragger. You have been a foot dragger in my life. You
right.
have been a weight in my life.
Absolutely.
So I don't need this anymore. I need to grow.
Right.
Yep. And I can't grow with you always just being present in my mm-hmm. life is not enough.
No.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Show up and do some work.
Right.
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 And Vaughn, as a person that always tried to show people that they truly appreciate them, some people, they get burned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just put it this way. I got burned. I got burned a lot with people that I thought were, you know, friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like, I'm just that person. If I know somebody likes something and I see it,
mm-hmm.
that's what we do. We mm-hmm. buy each other things. But when you do it for a person and the person's not appreciative of it, or that you just that person just does not see you as you see them,
mm-hmm.
I think some people learn from it and it causes them to kind of stay their distance.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, I'm just saying, sometimes that's the factor.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that, I almost messed up a whole new friendships because of something that has happened like that to me in the past. Like, I'm not so trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're not supposed to be trusting of everyone,
right.
but I'm not so trusting of people. So it takes me a while now to be close to somebody, to tell them anything,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, open up to them as if I was to do you all.
Right.
And so meeting like a whole nother slew of people that mm-hmm. I can call my friends, you know, I almost, hey, that was self-sabotage
mm.
and I almost messed that up. But once you just know, and then you pick these people and they pick you
mm-hmm.
and that's your tribe. And then they reciprocate
mm-hmm.
what you give out. So sometimes that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is. But it, the beauty of friendship, the beauty of sisterhood, brotherhood, it's a beautiful thing mm-hmm. when it's reciprocated.
Yes, amen. It is.
And when you're able to, and I said this before, when you're able to accept people for their individuality, but you still grow together.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
So
that concludes our show. We hope you got some mm-hmm. jewels and tools to navigate through life.
You better.
Where can they find us?
They can find us on all social platforms at the V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. And also, our, if you don't have a what's that, social media, or if you don't stream, we have a website. It is the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.com. You never miss an episode. And you can always catch us on Facebook at The Unapologetic Talk. It's some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
It really is some good stuff. I saw something the other day I like.
Why is... Okay, never mind. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Bye. Peace.